Okay, so it's 10:58 a.m. I get up, Jacqueline's on the phone with some business thing, so I'm in the bathroom. So this show might be a little echoey. If that's an issue, I'm sorry. You'll hear Jacqueline maybe in the background a little bit. I'm giving you the audio issues up front. So if that's a if you're an audiophile, then you wouldn't listen to this show. But if you are, oh, skip it. It's okay. I don't mind. There's all these new listeners for some reason. I don't know who they are. I don't know what they want. But it can't be entertainment. Oh, what a weekend. I was in Lake George at a resort. It was a fun time with Jacqueline's family. Then Rosh Hashanah dinner last night. I love celebrating Jewish stuff. So happy New Year, even if you don't celebrate. How about that? There was a happy Rosh Hashanah to those who celebrate. I say even if you don't celebrate, happy Rosh Hashanah. You can't hide from the new year. It's a new year, baby. This is when I like to start the year. Why start it right after Christmas? What pressure? You're like, I've been relaxing in this whole holiday mood. And then you're like, and now it's a new year. No, this is perfect time. When everybody's coming back from summer vacation, you get a nice week to get back into everything. You're like, oh, right, September 9th. Then you're like, Happy New Year. Then you say, oh, 9/11. I don't know if it's probably not the same day every year. Is it? It's. I don't know enough about Rosh Hashanah. I shouldn't be talking about it. But happy Rosh Hashanah. Oh, I'm going to Rider University today, my alma mater, where I graduated from. It's where I got my accounting degree, and this is probably the closest I'll get to any. I never go back. I'm never going to go to like a class reunion or anything. I don't know anybody from my class. I just used to go to school and go home. I mean, I knew people then, like I just was friendly with people. I'd have conversations and shit, but I wouldn't remember a fucking, like if I showed up, I would not remember anybody. That'd be an awkward reunion if I just went and was like, yeah, I don't know anybody, but I did graduate here, so thought I would see if I recognized people. I'm going there to do a stand up and vote show. That's a cool thing Mike Birbiglia is doing, is going to colleges to get these college students registered to vote. Hey, if you're not registered to vote, man, get on top of that shit. Go vote. Unless you're not American, then I don't care if you vote in your country. You can do it or not. You know, if you're over, do they even vote in England? They got a queen. Oh, I know they vote. But I don't understand what's going on there with the Tories and the Brexit and the Workers' Party. I don't. Where there's probably some Australians listening. I assume you vote over there. Oh, didn't they vote? I'm not gonna get into Australian politics. I don't even want to talk about American politics. Well, I do, but I don't. I do because I'm consumed by it, but I don't because I start yelling, I get angry, and I don't make any sense. I'm not a good person to be a spokesperson for anything. Oh, I guess we'll look at the news. Maybe there's something good. OxyContin creator being sued for a significant role in causing opioid epidemic. Yeah, fuck this person. They made a heroin pill. And it's too easy to OD on these fucking things. You couldn't make a heroin pill that you don't OD on? That's what you need to make. Say, and don't even be like, this is a painkiller. Say, this is going to get you fucked up. And you won't OD. How's that? Why doesn't science get on that? A cure for cancer and some drugs that won't kill you. Say, this will fuck you up, but not kill you. Like, well, there's weed. But some people ain't enough. Some people need that fucking sweet, sweet heroin. So get on it, science. Fuck. I would get into that business. But then they will be like, what, you're going to use this to feel fun? That's illegal. Using drugs to feel fun, illegal. Using drugs to kill your pain is legal. So you got to call it a painkiller. Or bath salts. Say it's not even a drug. Say this is just a, this is potpourri. This is an air freshener. That's what you do. You invent the drugs that don't, that you can't OD on, and then you say, oh, this is to clean your toilet. It's Drano, and then you say, and then you go wink wink. This isn't for consumption. Wink wink. I mean, but if you do, it's gonna make you feel pretty good, and you can't OD. And then you get to sell that in gas stations for a couple of years until the FDA cracks down on you and says, hey, we want to regulate how people feeling. You can't just go around winking and putting out bath salts. Naomi Osaka becomes the first Japanese-born tennis player to win a Grand Slam championship. Oh, that was quite a divisive story this weekend. On the one hand, you had people saying, well, that was wrong for the ump to say, to take the game away from Serena over some silliness because she got mad. And then on the other hand, you have a bunch of assholes. So I go with the hey, maybe he shouldn't have taken the game away from her. But congratulations. That's what I didn't see the match. I didn't watch the U.S. Open this year. Some years I was, some years I don't. But that's what people say. They're like, Serena was robbed. But congratulations to Naomi Osaka. So that's what I'll say. That sounds safe. And if you disagree, I agree with you too. No, I don't agree with the people that are like, Serena shouldn't have. She can do whatever the fuck she wants. She's one of the best athletes in the world. Is that right? That's right, right? That's what that Nike commercial said, and I believe it. And she was fined $17,000. Oh, fuck off. Girl wins homecoming queen, then goes on to kick extra point in overtime to win football game. I never went to a school that had, like, homecoming queen and king. And I'm glad, like, we had a prom, but we didn't say, hey, here's the fucking king and queen of everybody. Thank God, what a terrible tradition. Stop that bullshit. How is that still around? With all the progress we've made, we're still electing. And you don't, how do you elect the king? You don't elect the king and queen. It should be the children. It's passed down. So it's all sorts of bullshit. But congratulations to you, homecoming queen, football kicker, young lady. Not to shit all over your honor, but I think it's congratulations on kicking the extra point. But I don't respect your homecoming queen designation. I think it's oppressive. Why can't everybody just have a dance and have a nice time? They have to worry about if they won a vote. Terrible. Oh, who do we all love the most? How does that everybody just vote for themselves? It should be like a 500 way tie. Like, we're all homecoming king. How little do you think of yourself? Like, I better vote for some, not me. I don't deserve. Wait, there's no duties, is there? Well, if there's duties, then I'm out. I don't want anything that has, I want only a ceremonial title. I don't want to have to actually, if you have to like organize the prom, all right. I don't think that's what happens. Get rid of, that's going to be my cause, getting rid of homecoming king and queen. All right, one more. And it's gendered. Why? That's another issue. All right, let's do one more, and then I am gone. Till tomorrow. No, that's not a good... Let's see if there's... A lot of murder. Les Moonves steps down as CBS CEO. Out of there, you fucking creep. And I saw somebody's giving money to Me Too organizations, but fuck that dude. I met Les Moonves once, but I don't think I'm allowed to say anything. Nothing happened. I was in his office years ago, probably like 10 years ago, and I met him, and that's about it. There was cupcakes there, and I had a cupcake. So I had no indication of any. If I had any info, I would have went straight to Ronan Farrow then, when I didn't even know who Ronan Farrow was. But I would have ratted him out in a second, but I had no idea. He didn't divulge anything to me. There was other people there. It wasn't like he was going to be like, you know what I like to do. But he sounds like a real piece of shit. So fuck him. See ya. CBS. That didn't work out. But feel free to not. I don't think I watch anything on CBS with Colbert. And that's about it. I don't watch any of those NCIS, CSI shows. And I don't fucking know. I'm going to go. All right. I'm a babbling asshole. This show stinks. Don't listen to it. See you tomorrow. We love you.